listener production.
Guess what?
What? Guess what?
How many shows have we done?
How many episodes?
1,000.
1,000 Batman.
1,000?
What's going on?
1,000 on the nose.
It's Matt and Alex. 1,000 all day breakfast.
Hello, all day breakfast family. How are we going? Whoa! 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 Whoa!
Thank you. So
Matt, yes. You're forgetting this is a podcast. You need to...
Yes.
Okay, we are live on stage here at Comedy Republic in front of a packed house. How are we all feeling?
Oh, man, that's great. Good work. Hey, who's come the furthest to come here tonight? That's...
Look, we draw the line at Australia's Got Flatulence, all right? We are not having that competition. It's leave it in the boardroom.
Yeah, yes, that's what I meant. Who has arrived from the first? Who's finished the most? I don't know.
We thought, should we say when we come out? We're like, oh, we'll make it up on stage. She'll be right.
Occasion.
She will not be right.
A momentous occasion ruined. What do you expect?
This is our 1,000th episode of our podcast, All Day Breakfast.
Yes!
So thank you very much for being here in the room. Thank you very much for listening at home or wherever you are. My name is Alex. This is Matt. And we're going to do a little show today.
This is your club as well. And it's so weird that this is, you know, you, Reese Nicholson, Cohen started this
yeah.
room. And it was like about the same time that we started our podcast, 2020.
Yeah, 2020. Anyone listen to our first episode in May 2020?
Who actually reckons they've listened to every episode?
Oh, there's
really?
A few hands going up, but
that's
only
so cool.
About
Thank
15%
you.
Of the crowd. The rest of you, get out. This is not for you. But no, it is very true. So hello to the people. I was serving beers downstairs earlier on as well. That was very nice. People tried to, Matt tried to get a beer before you guys. I'm like, no. It's coming out to the crowd first. It's an egalitarian
club.
Long? Yeah.
I was talking to a special guest.
The light attack was up.
I was talking to a special guest that we've got backstage. Someone
we
who
we do
is
have
very,
a special international guest coming up later on.
Very excited. And
but,
I
you really can't plan these things.
No. I got to tell you. Well, it's where something's happening tonight on this stage.
We are going to be going our trips down memory lane. There'll be a few competitions. There'll be a few prizes. But I think we're kicking things off with something that has been happening downstairs. I could tell because there were plenty of crumbs hanging around. That's not just Matt O'Kine's nieces and nephews. That is a few sprinkles. Crumbs off
That's
the loaf.
That's right. Yes. Yes. We're launching the fairy shot. Tonight
we might get Gemma to bring him out. Give Gemma a round of applause from Comedy Republic, everybody.
And see, here's the thing. Okay, so on the run sheet it says, oh, we get someone from the crowd and we do a fairy shot with them. And, you know, Alex and I did a fairy shot earlier today. And
we're still going to do it.
They're yum. You know, we're going to do it. They're yum, by the way. Absolutely delicious.
Has anyone had one yet downstairs?
Yeah, they're not bad, right? And so then we're up here talking about the show, the run through. This is literally half an hour ago. Dicer goes, you know, us just doing a fairy shot isn't really that exciting, is it? You know, I wonder if there's something. Maybe we should do body shots.
When you're doing a tech rehearsal,
like,
there's no one in the crowd. A lot of our jokes fall flat.
I was like,
really
me and
flat.
You do a body shot. And he's like, well, it'd just be a little bit more interesting, wouldn't it?
And then Bron goes, whose hole is the deepest?
And it's a good question. Go on, get your hole out.
Should we measure?
I've got quite a deep.
I've
got quite a deep hole. I've got an innie. Oh,
but I got a hairy hole.
Yeah, you got a hairy hole.
For those who are listening at home, it is difficult. Everyone can see my hole currently.
You've got a hairy hole.
If you're listening at home, my belly button hole looks a bit like Shelob's lair. That's a Lord of the Rings reference. You wouldn't get that.
See, mine's smooth and puckered. You know what I mean? Like, it's quite. It'd be like a French kiss if you did one out of mine.
look, we've got a spare, but first of all, we want to start normally. Has anyone in the need of a fairy shot? In need of a bit of a lift? Is there anyone who doesn't think they can get through this without a fairy shot? Hands up.
Come on, put your hand up. You just have to. Oh, there you go. There you go. You put
in the
your
center.
Hand up
come
first.
On up.
No.
Come on up. Round of applause, please, everybody. Making the way to the front of it. It's dealer's choice. Who's belly button? No, we're not going to go belly button. But very nice. Tell everyone your name.
Hey, Kat. Okay, so this is the fairy shot. For anyone who can't see at home, you get instead of the classic salt on the palm. You know, shot of tequila and then a lick of the lime. We have got a sprinkle of the hundreds and thousands
around the rim.
Yep. And then the lime. We can't help ourselves. I don't know. It's just happening, isn't it?
It was them. We'll take the blame when we deserve it.
And then instead of the lime, you do the bread. Do we do anything on the thing, or we don't have that up here?
I don't think we have that technology.
Okay. Well, here we go.
Up here.
Now, you do yours, Kat.
Well, first of all, Kat. How many episodes of All Day Breakfast would you have listened to over the
Every
years?
Every single, and I started again when you guys went on holiday. So
have you done? You've done the double.
I've done the double, but then I went started, and I even reposted on the Chris Hemsworth thing. Going. Oh
my gosh. Yes. Okay. Right. Wow.
For those who missed that, our very first episode, we didn't have a website. And so we did what is the obvious at the time is we had to use something that was publicly accessible. And so the comment section of Chris Hemsworth's Instagram, the photo of him with a koala from January 5th, was our website. And so he's suddenly from about 30 comments had about 2,000, which were all everyone replying to us about what food.
What their favourite breakfast was.
What their favourite breakfast was.
Yeah.
What's yours, Kat?
I love a good overnight oats.
Overnight?
All right, here we go. Yeah. Let's dig into this.
Sprinkles here instead of the overnight oats, but we'll give you one of those.
You have that. You have that.
Take a bit of bread. I'll do this one.
You do that one. You do that.
All right,
you guys
everyone
go.
Count us down in 3, 2, 1.
Wait. All right, now get on your back.
No.
Get on your back. Come on. We're only going to do this once and we're going to do it quickly. Right. Thanks, Kat.
Sorry, Kat. Come on. You can run as fast as you can.
Come on.
Quickly. Get off as fast as you can. But thank you very much.
I just don't want any. I don't want Bailey's in my belly button for the next 3 weeks. So go on.
But all right. Get on your back. Honestly, we're just talking logistics here. I'm wearing a white T-shirt. That'll look awful for the entire rest of the show.
Oh, yeah. Take it off.
Take it off.
Come on.
No!
If I'm willing to suck it, mate, you better get that thing off.
Hold this.
All right. Alex has taken his shirt off. We're going to make this as quick and painless as possible.
Wait. I got to clean it from lint. Hang on.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
If I end up with anything between my teeth, mate, I'm not going to be happy. Dear Lord.
All right. Count us down from 30, 29,
no,
28.
No, let's go. Lean back. Here we go. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Oh, yes.
There we go.
Is someone gagging?
Wait. Where's the camera? Let's get a closer. There are sprinkles still in there. Honestly. That goes deeper than you thought. Oh, man.
Mm.
There it is. So, anyway, thanks for coming down. Are we going to call it there? That's the kind of thing you're meant to do at the end of a thing. Who starts their show with Bailey's in their belly button?
Do you know what? This is why my dad keeps telling me I should go back to uni. That's like, literally.
Oh, my God. All right.
Okay, so
all
that's
right,
how
next.
That started.
Leave it off.
How many?
1,000.
That is fabulous.
Thank you for coming. That was the official intro and welcome to the show. We do have some fun stuff happening. We have in brackets here, Australia's Got Flatulence. If anyone does want to compete tonight,
we're just saying you're being uncomfortable for the whole night, you know.
You know what I mean? I wish it took off more, but it didn't.
But we did have Mel Buttle on the show last week, who was the host. If anyone missed the episode, instead of So You Think You Can Dance, instead of Idol, it was the which person in Australia could do the best fart.
I think
for you discerning suddenly Matt and Alex's humour is below you all of a sudden. But we did have Mel Buttle judge it. The winner isn't here, are they? No. Okay.
Make some noise.
From your mouth, please. Yeah, but I thought it was always great that Mel Buttle, aka Smell Buttle.
Yeah,
that's probably the peak of All Day Breakfast for me, if I'm going to be totally honest with you.
Smell Buttle.
But so we're not doing that, but we are. But we do have a few.
Also, someone literally just sent themselves like taking a shit. Like it was so obvious. I was like, that. Yeah. There is way too much contents in that.
It was some bad audio.
To be a fart. Anyway,
very bad audio.
You.
But we do have some crumb bags here, all right? So we want to give them away. We're doing it via a little game we like to call Finish This Sentence. Big round of applause when I emphasize words like that. All right, so Finish the Sentence. If you are astute listeners, you will know what words come at the end of these sentences, okay? You're going to hear it up to a point. The first person afterwards to yell and put their hand up, we're going to ask you what you think finishes that sentence. If you get it correct, you get in the crumb bag. So can we have sentence number one, please? I don't remember in 500 Days of Summer. Like, they do awkward shower sex, I'm pretty sure, but I don't recall. Oh, there's one at the back.
Oh, straight away, the hand was up.
All right, I might just come through the back. At the end of the sentence, I don't remember 500 Days of Summer like they do. They have awkward shower sex, I'm pretty sure, but I don't recall.
Zooey. Zooey?
Is the answer Zooey? Zooey Deschanel. It is Zooey Deschanel. Congratulations.
Okay, wait. Make some noise if you also thought her name was Zooey.
Yes!
You did? Thank you.
But I mean, like, I announced the Hottest 100 for many years, and I didn't announce Glass Animals Goey as coming into the.
No, that's
spelled
true.
The same.
That's true.
Yeah. Like, if I was going to take my shoe off right now and start shouting, go, do a showy. It doesn't work.
Do you know what? This is Shoo-y. Just. I was just having a flashback moment then because I remember being in a house party in Brisbane in 2011, I think. No, it wouldn't. Oh, yeah, it would have been 2011, maybe 2010. And I remember hearing you.
Make sure of it.
But
no,
I remember
this is
hearing,
important stuff.
I remember hearing you and Tom announcing the Hottest 100, and I remember thinking, what a great job that those guys have got. And then I would have never thought that I'd be doing that. And now look at us. So,
and now look us in here, and we do have someone in the room with a Triple J Legionnaires hat. Did I see that correctly?
Thank you.
Wow, they are valuable.
Protect your neck, even in the dark. I mean, look at me. You got to.
I would just love.
Is your neck going bald? That's why you've got the hat on.
I just love Antiques Roadshow one day, someone coming out and just going, what do you think it's worth? I'm like, don't know about that.
I saw an emo dude on Antiques Roadshow. He did not fit in. Honestly, it was so weird. I was like, what's going on here?
All right.
Surrounded
by
old people.
We're in the middle of a game show. Hang on. Let's keep going. Finish this sentence. Number two.
Well, Alex Dyson, three down and one to go.
Your decades of life.
Oh, gosh, I feel that old. I mean, I am, but I hope I've got more than one to go. Got to make it to the bloody.
Oh, there was one down
straight
the front.
Away. We've got someone.
Decades to go.
Hand
gotta
up
make
the back.
It to the bloody.
Brisbane Olympics?
Oh, you know I do.
Let's have a look.
Got to make it to the bloody Brisbane Olympics.
Yes.
You do. You got to see Agro chuck his ciggy butt in the cauldron, mate. That's how it is. See Alfie Langer drop kick a bloody burning ball into the bin.
Yeah, at Lang Park.
You know what they should do? They should that's how they're going to light the cauldron. Just put their Brisbane will put their Olympics plans in the cauldron. It's a fucking bin fire, isn't it? Just
yeah,
chuck their plans in there.
What was that stat you told me before? Because they're doing the opening ceremony at Lang Park, the rectangular stadium.
Yeah.
Which won't be able to have the actual athletics. So where are they doing the athletics?
So they're doing the athletics at the Queensland Athletic Centre. They're spending a couple of 1. Something billion on a temporary seating of 40,000 seats, and it's going to be the smallest stadium that the Olympics has seen since the Amsterdam Olympics in 1928. Only in Brisbane could we fuck this up this much. Oh,
get a footpath,
Lord.
Get a stadium in Brisbane, is what I say. Unbelievable. And while we're having a crack, not just Brisbane, let's have a crack at the Olympics for a second here.
Go on.
Well, Matt and Alex, 1,000 episodes, 5 a week. Biblis only have one every 4 years.
Yeah, I know.
Why
lazy.
Don't we get on that schedule? Give you all one podcast every 4 years. I'll kick back the rest of the time. Unbelievable. Anyway, that's just a little rant. We've got one more finish this sentence. Is everyone ready for that? All right, have a listen. Final crumb bag up for grabs.
So I had a friend back in the university days. It was my sister's friend, so about 10 years ago.
And
she is having a shower, and when she got out of the shower, she was doing a bit of, you know, check over and doing a bit of grooming and that sort of thing. And she found quite a thin hair, but poking out of her nipple. And so, you know, a bit embarrassed by it. So she decides to pluck it out. So she gets the tweezers and she yanks on that one pretty hard. And next thing she knows, she's passed out on the bathroom floor and her mum's calling the ambulance. It turns out that it wasn't a hair, it was a...
I'll take a crumb bag into the crowd to see whether we have a winner. This person is...
Sorry, it is a squirmy warning, guys.
Instead of plucking a hair from their breast, they plucked a...
It was a nerve.
Let's have a listen.
It was a nerve ending sticking
out. It was a nerve ending! Which made her pass out on her bathroom floor.
Yeah, I know. Because I have a pluck every now and then as well.
Yeah.
Just don't mind. Just a little, you know, yank.
And that's why you can, as you're walking around the streets, you know, like occasionally we walk around the streets and we get to meet All Day Breakfast listeners. And that's why as you're walking around, you can spot the All Day Breakfast listeners because they are completely hairy. They've never plucked again. Never plucked again after hearing that story. Absolutely terrifying.
Yeah, nipples like aggro. That's speaking of the little bloody hair furry animal himself.
All right, round of applause for the winners of Finish That Sentence.
How many
what?
How many shows have we done?
1,000 on the nose.
It's now actually time to welcome a guest to the show. Are you ready to have a guest come out? An international guest come onto stage? Yeah. We're having an international guest coming onto the stage very, very soon.
Oh, okay. We are.
And we're going to leave Mito in.
No, I just need to go. I just need to go to the bathroom.
You go to the bathroom?
Yeah, sorry. Can you just before they come, they're not ready.
All right. Well, if you're quick, I can pad a little bit until our special guest comes out. Because All Day Breakfast, in 1,000 episodes, you're going to have some big guests. Any favourite guests from anyone that we've heard over the time? We've had... Did Julia Gillard? Yes, very good guest. We've had Mel C, the Spice Girls. But there is one person that sort of towers above the rest. And if you did miss the episode 223. So this is episode 1,000. Episode 223, we met this guest. And let's have a listen to them. I found a goat.
Oh, I'd love to.
And this is how the conversation went.
Wait. Sorry. Where's the goat from?
Jamaica.
No.
I spoke to a Jamaican goat.
Can the goat be from Northern England?
I'm pretty sure by the money I pay, I get to select where the goat's from. I'm pretty sure that is. So I got to speak to a Jamaican goat, and this is how the conversation went.
Hey, man.
Comedy Republic, give it up for the goat!
Yeah, what's up? What is up, Melbourne? It's me, the goat. Matt, Alex, I want to thank you for helping me cancel myself.
Look, it's our pleasure, goat. If you're listening at home, I might ask someone in the front row, can you describe what you can see right now, sir?
I don't know if it's describable, to be honest. It's
okay, what about you?
What he said.
Okay, the people are speechless. Hey. We have the goat here. It's you've got a white mask on with a Rastafarian hat, feet dreadlocks. Hey, is that your natural hair, goat? Goat.
Do you know? You want some goat facts, man?
Sure. Everyone wants some goat facts.
I tell you what, man. It will be no surprise that the goat loves grass, brother.
For the people listening, there's a man
grass,
reading
brother.
His mobile phone through his mouth.
Yes. Yeah. Goats have four stomachs, brother, which is what you need to fucking stomach this segment.
And obviously all the way from Jamaica, Goat.
That's right, bro. That's right, brother. I rode my boat. That's right. The goat's got a boat that floats, brother.
Okay, so that's how you
I
got to...
I don't want to gloat, brother, you know what
I mean? Okay, so you rode your boat to Australia. You going to do anything while you're in Melbourne?
Yeah, man. Check out the sights, the sounds.
The god put away his notes. Okay, final question, goat.
Yes.
Obviously, the country of Jamaica have won many gold medals over the years.
Yes.
Take the microphone out of your mouth, please.
It's just so yummy, brother.
Stop nibbling. Will you be back representing Jamaica at the Brisbane 2032 Games?
It just depends what the people think. How about we vote?
Okay. If we want to vote on the goats, Olympic gloats, raise your hand now.
Yeah.
My vote is that you should come back.
I can't see them, brother, but I'm hoping...
All right, the goat has to...
Bye now. Oh, bleat. Oh, that's my partner calling, brother. Bleat.
You're what calling?
Bleat. Oh, that's my friends. Bye.
Well, on bleat. That note, please thank the goats.
How many episodes?
Thousand.
1,000.
Thousand? Of course, thousand.
Check. One.
One.
Thousand.
Thousand times.
It's always good, you know, doing a podcast, being able to incorporate interviews into it and... Oh, hello.
Yeah, sorry, that was a long wee. What did I miss? It's hot in your toilets, by the way.
Yeah, sweat on the top lip going on again there.
The top lip. Can you believe, by the way, that I was having a spray at losers on the podcast... Did you see the video?
Yeah.
I had the sweatiest lip I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Matt's
lip
no
was like the rim
me.
Of a fairy shot, but instead of sprinkles, it was
going,
beads of
Stop
sweat.
Stop normalizing losers. Old mate here, just the most sweaty, grubby lip you've ever seen in your life. You can high dive into it.
Anyway, you didn't miss much. In fact, I very much doubt that's going to make the podcast. That's just... We'll see. Which is the beauty of this whole thing, because often... I don't want to ruin anything. This is sort of like telling a child that there's a tooth fairy doesn't exist or something, but sometimes our podcast is edited and you don't actually get the full truth. Even our most vulnerable episodes, when we decided to do Ask Me Anythings, we sometimes edit our answers. But given we've got a live audience, we thought, no, we're going to challenge ourselves tonight. We're going to have our unscheduled Ask Anythings. And then you in the room will not be able to see live editing.
Yep. This is it. So
high stakes here.
This is the AMA. Does anyone want to ask us anything or even just mention stuff from the last 1,000 episodes? We can either give you some behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah,
I mean,
true.
There's been a little bit.
Anything you want to know?
We've got one
over there. All right. I'll wander into the crowd. Yes, your name and your question.
Ash, I just wanted to know, when are you going to have a baby, Alex?
Oh, geez, Louise. Well, I would just like to personally thank producer Bron for getting in the way of that, taking the heat off me for a little while. Over in the booth. Over in the booth.
Shout out to Bron. I've watched that video so many times, Bron. It's the sweetest thing. And watching your face.
I couldn't fathom it for a little while. I was just like, hang on, what? Is this a joke?
I know, he's like, people have sex? Like, how is that even?
It's unbelievable.
How is that possible?
I can't wrap my mind around it. But yes, I've got to wait for little Bron to come out. We were talking about names just backstage with Bron before. And it's funny how there can be no names that are like River or Harper, because Bron just goes, my automatic reaction is Harper. I barely know her. So apologies.
Seriously, anyone, it's the naming of a baby is so difficult because you honestly don't realize how many people you hate until you name a baby.
Fact,
like literally every single someone will be like, "What about Michael?" You're like, "No, fucking hate Michael. I hate Michael. Screw Michael, man."
Does anyone want to ruin another baby name for Bron tonight? Is there any name that you really hate because someone with that name did something really terrible? Any names that just like, oh,
you know,
I could never name my kid
we
that?
We had, because this is 100% true. You know, our friends are, I can name them because it exists. Oh, maybe I can't name them.
Just get into this segment by saying you get the full the uncut experience.
Anyway, our friends named their daughter Sienna because that she was conceived in Siena. The town.
You mean Vienna?
No, it's Siena, the town in Italy.
Italy. She was conceived while she was eating a Viennetta.
No. She was conceived in Siena, so they were like, she was the daughter was either gonna be called Sienna or Monty for Monte.
Montpellier, Montenegro.
Yeah, I can't remember. It's another place, another town.
Eagle Mont.
And so they were going to call it Monty or Sienna, and they went with Sienna. And that's what me and Belinda did with our daughter, Quest Wollongong.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I like it. Yeah. Big, at a very happy 18 months
old
Quest Wollongong.
To Quest. Yeah. Quest Woman Gong, yeah. Thank you.
That's amazing stuff.
Middle name, one bedroom.
Any other ask us anything questions from the crowd? Hands up. No, that was a beer sip. That was question. Let's go a name. Oh, so sorry. Tripping over people. Name and question.
Katie, it's a really boring question, but what days do you record?
Oh, what days do we record?
Oh, we're gonna pull the curtain back.
We record when we can. When we first started, we would record Sunday evenings, and then Monday evenings, and then Tuesday evenings, and then Wednesday evenings, and then Thursday evenings, and that would be our week.
And it was always gonna be. It was quite intense when we first started because you'll remember this, like, it was a couple of days there. It was COVID, I think it was called.
Yeah.
And it skips my mind now. But anyways, there was a reason why it was tough. And
it was actually really good doing it because Tom Tilley, who we used to work at Triple J, started working at Listener doing the briefing, which records at 5 in the morning, the sucker. And we used to do the hack show at 5:30 in the evenings, and we totally flipped our script with him.
So we would do what would happen is we'd have to wait until, remember there was like the daily press briefings and stuff like that? And so you'd just be
watching
waiting.
The numbers.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's so depressing thinking about it.
Yeah. The COVID numbers going up and then the Matt and Alex ratings going down. Like the graphs were very inverse at that time. But we started doing that and then we started chopping it down. So we've called, like, have you anyone been on the podcast? We call you on a Sunday afternoon. Any Audio B reelers in the house? We got a couple at the back there.
Sunday afternoon is a big time that we record. And then we
record
through the week.
And then it sort of during the week, depending
Tuesdays,
on when we are.
Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays sometimes. We'll do like tonight, which will come out on Friday. So it's always, because it's tough. We want to make it relevant, but then we don't want to wake up early. So
really, but occasionally,
tough.
Like, what did we record when like the Queen died?
Yeah, I know.
Or Warnie. Yeah.
Warnie. And we're like,
that's so inconsiderate, guys.
So then we have to, like, we've got studios in our house. So then if things happen, then we like jump into the studio and we record certain things to make sure that it's all sort of current stuff. Because you can't be like, yeah, about the Queen and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, the Queen is dead. And you're like, oh,
yeah.
Scrap the episode, guys. Yeah. We stuffed up.
How weird is this Kate Middleton thing? She's left him. Don't talk about it. Like, oh, okay, you got to be play it safe. So it's a little bit floating. And then when Matt O'Kine is doing Mother and Son or something, he's like, okay, I've got an hour in between makeup and on set from my dressing room at 3 p.m. on a Sunday morning.
And like, they've been very, very accommodating as well. So thank you for that.
So it's a bit all over the shop, but that's what we also love about it as well.
And we love you for being able to answering the phone when we call and putting your names up and everything. Any other questions?
Another question at all?
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, we got that one back there. And then this question here. Oh, the other vice versa.
Anthony, who provides the least amount of input in the organization of the material?
What's with the eye contact, man?
Listen, when it comes to, look, when
the
it comes to...
The fucking gall of this guy, eh? Walks in front seat. Who does the least work, bro? Did someone send you, man? Fuck off.
Listen, when it comes to who orders the least banh mi's during our meetings, it's probably me. But I'm actually like, it's so good working with this man right here over 1,000 episodes because, one, he does a lot of stupid things he can say and that turn into stories and has his career ended multiple times. But B, he's so good at seeing something in his life or witnessing or hearing a story and coming in and just saying, I've got something for you. And my job actually makes it a lot easier where I can sit back and react to what he's saying. So, yeah. And like sometimes I look through a show and like, that's Matt's story. Then he's doing Mind Blown. And he's doing something else. I need to start a rant here or something because this is Matt O'Kine. But that's one of the great things about working with this gentleman over 1,000 episodes.
Well, likewise. I mean, it just makes it easier. There's a trust element to what we do because you over how long are we working together? 10 years? Now, like we've been actually working together, you just go, well, if Alex has something to say, I want to hear it. And so that's basically it. You just go, so when you're planning the meetings, it's like, what are we going to do in this break? I've got something. What are we going to do in that break? I've got something, you know, and then, you know, we just go back. We just do that. I've got something. And then we kind of just lead it like that.
So the deal about kids, Alex Dyson, I mean, that's what he has most of the time. But the good thing is that it does build from there. So that's nice.
Can we talk about this? Bron sends us an email at what time? 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock at night, was it? The name Dat Thang controversy.
Oh!
It was like, so Bron sends an email. Bron sends us emails all the time, just like, you know, run sheets and, hey, planning meetings and stuff like that.
But never like this. Did she start it with you up, question mark? I'm like, but I mean, this must be serious.
So she has headlines at Name Dat Thang controversy and says, hey, look, I don't want to, you know, alarm anyone, but Name Dat Thang has been getting the worst feedback that we've ever gotten.
Honestly,
follows it with multiple screenshots of Instagram messages we've had of people being like, stop it, guys. Please stop it.
Yeah. I think one of them was worst segment in Matt and Alex history was another.
And we've done some doozies, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this is coming from the team who did Australia's Got Flatulence, so that says a lot.
From the same people who brought you that.
So, everyone has heard the segment name.
Does everyone know Name Dat Thang?
Okay,
thanks. So, Name Dat Thang, we, you know, I name a couple of headlines and you have to name Dat Thang.
Okay, so I think the best way, the easiest, the clearest way to, you know, solve this once and for all is for, on the count of three, everyone yell out the number rating that they would give that segment out of 10.
No.
10 being the best segment, 1 being the worst segment. Okay, on three, we're all going to yell out, and whatever we kind of hear, we'll Bron, you just internally think what number it still passes. Like, P's get degrees when it comes to Matt and Alex Edmund, let's be honest. But, all right, everyone got a rating?
Go on, what are you saying?
From 1 to 10?
What are you going to say? 10.
No, okay. 8, Matt, 9. Don't badger the witness here.
What?
In 3 seconds, everyone yell the rating out of 10 in 3, 2, 1.
Nine. I think I heard 0 a couple of times.
All right,
a couple of zeros. Either 0 or 6. I couldn't hear it, but it wasn't a hard T. That's for sure. It wasn't. There's the T.
Very few T's and N's. I had one E and a few se, but mostly fa and si. Anyway, thank you very much for that. Well, I reckon time for one more question, potentially, before we go. Oh, we better go at the back. All right, I'll venture to the back. Coming through. Sorry if I was bumping into you before.
Do you know what?
Here we go.
Do you know what, by the way? Look, I had this backlash with the weather wraps when I was on Triple J, and do you know what? I don't give a fuck what you think. Honestly, I'm doing Name That Thing. I don't care. Hate it or not, I don't care. I just don't care. I'm going to be naming that thing all year, okay? So thank you very much.
I don't mind that, as long as you do a better one than
the
ink edibles.
The ink.
That was...
The stinker edibles.
Stinker edibles.
Sorry,
movie.
Your brain isn't big enough, bro.
All right. All right, final question. Name and question.
Hi, I'm Emily. You touched on the best guests from 1,000 episodes. What's the worst guest you had in 1,000 episodes?
Okay. Are we amongst friends here, everybody? Are we amongst friends?
I'm not going to name any specific names, but you may be able to pick up on who we're talking about if you know the show. Now, and this is not
two
just...
words. Bleat, bleat.
Can I would love to spill the tea on certain people, because you do come across people who are just, they're just wankers. You know what I mean? They're just wankers, and you can't really do anything about it. I'm sure they think we're wankers, and we think they're wankers, and there's nothing you can do. They come around very rarely, I have to say.
It's amazing how nice people are, like, honestly. Like, yeah. They're all very lovely.
All of us want mostly the same thing, but when the most difficult guests are people that think that you are, like, that there is not a mutual relationship with the interviewer and the interviewee. So I've done stand-up and I've been the interviewer a lot. So I've been interviewed and I interview, and it's like you're both there for the same reason. You want to sell tickets to a show or sell an album or promote something, and the other person wants content. That's as simple as that. So when you get...
It's amazing how long it took me to realize that, because I started doing Triple J Breakfast when I was 21. And like it was like months into it when I realized, like, geez, a lot of these people are putting out albums or have movies coming out right now. I thought they just like were hanging out because it was a cool place to hang out. Like, oh, geez, they're promoting.
I thought they wanted
stuff.
To talk to me, yeah. But no.
So weird. But yeah.
Yeah, they want to promote something. And so you want to help them promote it. But in return, it's like you just want them to be able to be a fun part of the show. Like you've got something, you just want to have fun. And so it's the people who come in and don't want to have fun that like it kills you. You just go like, why are you even here? And we've had a couple in our time, and the worst, and I mean this, the worst are the bands who think that not giving you anything is cool or is a part of their character. That's when it drives you insane, because you will literally be doing an interview with them and you'll be like, so what was it like being in, you know, on tour in London? I can't believe that there was like an earthquake while you were there. And they'll be like, yeah, I don't know, man. Like, you know, London's like London, man. Like, you know, what? And you're like, okay. And what was the recording the album? I mean, far out. Miley Cyrus dropped in. Did she? I don't know, man. And so you're just sitting there going like... And then you go, okay, well, thank you very much for joining us. Then you press stop. And then you'll be like, well, that's the end of the interview. And they'll literally be like, oh, cool, thanks, man. And they walk out and you're like, what? Like, that was it. They just turned and they're like, that was so much fun. And you're like, what? No, it wasn't. It's truly terrible. So that happens, you know, but that's all I would say. That's the end of my masterclass.
Round of applause for Matt's and the terrible interview masterclass.
I'm just letting you know, if you're listening, if you're an artist right now, it's about, you know, being, providing content.
How many?
1,000!
1,000.
That is fabulous.
So what you want when you are bringing guests onto a show is you want them to be fully invested, okay? You want them to buy into what you're doing, and you want them to entertain you, the listener, because that's why we do this show. And our next guest is ready to be doing this. Are you all ready for some stand-up comedy?
Okay, now let's go origin story here.
Yeah, we're going to go way back to last week, actually, when the Comedy Republic Facebook got hacked.
Okay, so behind the scenes, we're trying to record the podcast, and Daiso is like losing it. You are freaking out. He's like, okay, we're getting hacked. He's on the phone to Kyron, his business partner.
What's our two-factor authentication? How do we do this?
And me and Bron are sort of just sitting in the studio, like just waiting. And he's like, yeah, one minute.
Name that thing. It's not going to name itself. Come on, hurry this up. I'm like, 1 second.
So it was panic stations. You were genuinely, honestly, so, like, you know, I've had my Facebook hacked. It's a terrible thing. You just, like, you want to recover it. Otherwise, you can lose everything. And
we're still not into it. The weird thing was that on the very same day we got hacked, we got a somewhat suspicious email. Now, I only say that because of the image that was put alongside it. And I've actually got an example of what came
into... This isn't the example. This is it.
The personal information other than the name has been removed. But this is what came into the...
The speech bubble and everything was included.
I didn't change this to Comic Sans. The Comic Sans was a part of it. It's Min, looks very much like Cristiano Ronaldo. Tired of hearing the same joke every day? How about some hilarious Vietnamese vibe jokes from a smart, handsome Vietnamese gentleman? Now, that's pretty great. But the problem was, after reverse image searching, it is Cristiano Ronaldo's photo. So I thought, this could be it. This is the file, came in the email, it's no good. You might have heard last week, we called the person who it was. I was waiting for them to scam me. I was waiting for credit card numbers. I was waiting for them.
Yeah,
we got
nothing. We didn't plan the call.
No.
What you heard on the podcast was completely just like, oh, well, if the number's there, let's just... Because it happens. Because you're like, well, you know, it's the same with when my bag got taken from the plane. Alex is like, well, have you got the number? Just call it. And you're not planning to do it. You're like, oh, okay, I guess. And so he's like, oh, all right, let's see what happens.
This blocked spot, it said, call me on this number. We called the number and we got onto a very nice and a very funny human who just wanted to get into stand-up. So if you'll allow us, they're going to do their very first stand-up set ever tonight. Are we ready for this? All right.
Are we going to need them
to come side of stage?
This is not a joke. This is no goats are coming out right now, by the way. This is legit. Yep, this is it. Okay, here we go. We're going to get everything ready.
Making their Comedy Republic and stand-up comedy debut, it's Ming Nguyen Cao.
How you doing? Oh, I forgot this bag.
For those of you listening to the podcast, Min is high-thriving the front row.
Yes!
Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! And put this thing away. And then just...
Hey, Melbourne. How you doing?
Yeah.
My name is Cristiano Ronaldo. And ladies and gentlemen, the thing I just displayed back then is a Vietnamese traditional dance. So let me ask all of you here, who come here today to see me? Raise your hands. So you come for the racist stuff, huh? So I'm here today, on this stage in front of all of you. I was given 3 minutes only. But the thing is, 3 minutes is too short for my talent. So I did negotiate it with Matt and Alex. And they did promise me that if I can keep the audience going, I can be kept going. So please, if my jokes are lame, just keep laughing so that I can be here. Right? So I know I may look like Cristiano Ronaldo, but I'm actually not, sorry. But I still thank him, though, for his image I use in my CV. My name is actually Ming. And something about me. I was born at a very young age. In a hospital in Hanoi, Vietnam. Right? So, this is for all of the people who are not here today, watching this live, but hearing this through podcast. I'm wearing my nicest suit. The only one I got. I have my hair cut. $15 yesterday. I put on smelly perfume. I gotta look sharp. It's my big day. I gotta look handsome. And I know I sure do. yeah. So I came here well prepared. You know,
Min, can I just ask, have you started the set? Have you started the jokes yet?
Wait for it. Nice suit.
Matt, it's showmanship.
Okay, nice suit on. Minutes. Nice haircut. With a nice perfume. I prepared really well. I even took a bath like 2 times longer yesterday. Yeah. And yeah, so once again, for all the people who are not here today, I am very, very handsome today. And when I came here, the organizers told me I only got 3 minutes to perform. He said, Ming, can't you handle it? So I looked him dead into the eye and I said to him, this is a comedy scene. It's not a sex scene, okay? Of course I can last longer than 3 minutes. Yeah. Okay, just two. One if she's Australian. So, but let me tell you something. I got that Captain America mentality. I can do this all day, all right? I can do this all day. And the only way the organizer can get me off stage is when he come up on stage and he took this mic off me. I remember the last time I went to an open mic. That was my high school music club. And the organizing department have to pull out a shovel from her inventory in order to get me off stage. But the worst part was I didn't even know how to sing. All right. So the organizer told me, Ming, you got 3 minutes. I said, yes, sir. He said, I must wear a formal attire. I said, yes, sir. And he said to me, you must not be racist. I said, sir, you know your limits. They even call out porn. I mean, Ron, sorry. just a muscle memory. You get it? A pregnant lady to check out my jokes beforehand because they're afraid of racism. So I have to warn her, My jokes can be real funny. It can make you laugh so hard you can deliver the baby right away.
I think you've done that tonight.
All right,
no,
no,
no, no,
wait. No, that's it. Well done.
Wait,
wait,
wait.
Done very well.
No.
Done very well.
Please.
Done very well. No.
All right, that's it.
I haven't even got to the Ronaldo part.
That's it. One more. Is that we're hearing the call for one more?
One more minute, is that okay?
One more.
One more minute.
One more, but make it snappy, man.
Okay, 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 okay.
Come on,
okay,
brother.
Okay, okay. I'll talk about the story how I get here, right?
Yeah, okay, yes.
Yeah, it's because the CV I sent with the image of Cristiano Ronaldo, but my face swapped in, okay? So, I don't know why everyone is claiming it's Cristiano Ronaldo, because it's my face. Okay, I have to admit, it's recreation of Cristiano Ronaldo image using AI. So that's a mixture of me and Ronaldo, and that's mean if somehow me and Ronaldo we had sex, which was the thing I've always been dreaming of, and we got a kid. This is how the kid would look like. And Matt and Alex, they keep claiming this is Cristiano Ronaldo. It's not me, but the thing is, I am Cristiano Ronaldo. In Vietnam, people call me the yellow Cristiano Ronaldo. I'm funnier than him. I'm more good looking. And I sure play better football.
All right, come on, man. Sit down. Sit down. Congratulations. No, no, hold it. Hold it. Hold it. Hold the mic. Keep the mic. Can you have a seat?
I got many more.
Stand up for 4 minutes. We asked you how long you've been an Australian man.
Oh, my God.
Up on the sunnies. These lights are
bright. Oh, my God.
And the stars only get brighter from here after tonight's performance. How long you been an Australian man?
I've been here for a month, sir.
So, and like, this is your first trip to Australia?
That's correct.
So you came to Australia 1 month ago and thought, I'm going to become a stand-up comedian.
I've always dreamed to. I've been prepared for this moment all my life.
But do you remember one of the first times you sort of realized, like, that might be funny? I told a joke, like, I might be funny.
Yeah, I have struggled laughing at night at my own joke.
Don't we all? Now, have you told anyone of any of your family back home that you're doing this?
So the stand-up thing is not popular in Vietnam, so they just know it, but they don't know this is what is happening.
Yeah. So did you bring any friends with you tonight?
I have no friends, sir.
You got 130 friends here tonight. It's really impressive. This is... How are you going to explain what happened?
Yeah. Are you going to call your parents after this and tell them what you've been up to?
I've told them, but they don't believe me.
Well, we'll have to get a photo, okay? Let's get a photo right now.
Okay.
Of everyone on stage here.
Matt, you do a selfie. And if everyone puts their hands up and, like, holds their bellies as if they're laughing, like, extremely hard like that, and you turn around.
All right, let's go,
man. We might put the house lights up just to get a bit of the background
in.
All
right, here we go. Oh, that's looking good. Hands up. All right. Yeah.
Hands up in the air.
There we go. One more vertical. Sorry, guys.
Get in the middle, man. Give it up one more time. He's going back to the green room. It is
congratulations,
Min Cow.
All right, Min.
Thank you, Min.
Out, mate. Out. Come on.
How many?
How many what?
How many shows have we done?
1,000 on the nose.
Okay, so look, we are almost at the end of our 1,000th episode. And I think this
we can't envisage things that would happen like that. You know, like last week, we wouldn't have known that would happen. Or would we? Because we can actually tell the future here at Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast. And we do it every month as part of Matt and Alex Horoscopes.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, hang on.
I know we need the actual horoscopes. I can never remember them.
Every time.
Oh, we struggled with these today, didn't we? We were sitting together just going, I don't know what this is going to be like.
Shh, shh, shh.
Okay. Yeah, sorry. Horoscopes. Aries, you've just met someone great, but you're struggling to open up. Not emotionally, literally, the front door. You left your keys at work, so you end up having sex on the crusty old couch that sits beside your front door.
Taurus, you and your friend will have an argument this week as to whether you or your partner Susan would be the most likely to survive a tidal wave.
I reckon Susan would be the most likely to live, your friend says. You disagree.
Sue?
Nah, me.
Oh my god. Gemini, you want to add some color to your life, so you dip your private parts in sprinkles. Fairy bread, more like fairy head, am I right?
Gemini.
Oh, wait, you I did Gemini.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Cancer. These are not interchangeable. You will invent a recliner chair this week and need to come up with a name. Given the success of your competitor, Lazy Boy, you decide to go one better and name it Pathetic Waste of Spaceman Scum Hammock. You sell millions.
Leo. Gandhi said, be the change you want to be. So you become a $2 coin dropped on the pub floor. You'll get trod over heaps and eventually get picked up by someone who refuses to take their socks off during sex. You'll still get married and have kids and then die massively underwhelmed by life. But Gandhi would be proud.
Virgo. You will be facilitating a merger between beer companies this week, as James Bogues and Pure Blonde have decided to join forces. It's only when you announce the new beer, Pure Bogues, that you realise your mistake. Damn it. I should have called it James Blonde, licensed to swill.
Virgo. You decide to make this year's birthday... Am I a Virgo? Leo? No. I did Aries, then Gemini. Aren't I at Leo now?
Libra.
I did Leo. Oh, Libra. Yes. Yes.
They're literally just in a row.
I know. Usually I'm alt-tabbing between screens trying to figure out, like, Libra. You, I'll just do a short one. Don't hate the player, hate the game. Unless the player is that Italian guy who took a dive against Australia in the 2006 World Cup. Keep hating that guy.
Scorpio. It's important to remember the yin and yang in life. For every action, there's an opposite reaction. For example, the post office treats letters as snail mail, whereas the male snail eats lettuce off his post. Rewind and listen to that again because it's genius.
Honestly, that's good stuff.
Sagittarius, you decide to make this year's birthday one to remember. And you want the same for your toddler, whose fifth birthday is approaching. You want to have it at the park, but you're worried about another family might use the barbecue area that you want. So in a desperate bid to secure the space for your group, you arrive at the park the night before and pour fake blood on the footpath and wrap the barbecue area in police tape. It means the whole place is yours the next day. Your child will remember it their whole life, especially when you get arrested for illegally staging a crime scene.
Capricorn. Catch a man a fish and he'll eat for a day. Tell a man to go fish and he'll pick up a new card.
We said it was hard, you know, like it was, we were struggling. Aquarius. You will have a light bulb moment this week, as in you will smoke meth from a light bulb. Lucky for you, you'll also have a good idea while you're doing it. The idea is, I should stop doing this.
Pisces, your partner will tell you to stop being a couch potato. Given any type of potato preparation is delicious, you thank them for the compliment. Fine, they say, stop being a couch Adelaide.
Whoa. And that's the end of
horoscopes.
I'm sorry, Adelaide.
What happened, man? What did Adelaide do to you?
Nothing. I went to the zoo when I was little.
How many episodes? 1,000.
1,000.
1,000? Of course, 1,000.
Check. 1,000.
1,000.
1,000 times.
It's been a good time. Has everyone had a good time? Good. Well, we are about to wrap this bad boy up, but I think we've got a couple of, obviously, thank yous for 1,000 episodes. As I mentioned on the podcast, The Simpsons, 776 of them. I've seen 4 episodes. So, yes, All Day Breakfast is bigger than The Simpsons is what I'm trying to communicate to.
But no, really, we're like so thankful that you listen. It means so much. And without you listening, we don't have a podcast. And the fact that we've had it this long is incredible, that there has been 1,000 episodes. So we don't really have anything hilarious to say in this moment. It's just like, it's just thank you, because you're the most important thing to the show. And to be able to do shows like this live are amazing. And for every single person who listens at home, it's awesome.
Oh,
it's
answer, really, writes an answer in our Instagram
every
stories when we do a talk back.
Single person who says, answers a thing on our Instagram, a question, it's like, we need those responses to make the show. So if you ever see it, just chuck it out, the idea, you know. You might be like Min and end up doing 5 minutes in front of someone. Like, you got to be in it to win it.
It was about 10 by the end.
It was way too long. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't say we were going to cut.
responding to that, messaging us on Instagram, reviewing us on whatever platform you listen on. Even if you just do a comment mentioning Matt's baldness, we see them all and we appreciate them all. A big thanks to producer Bron.
Yes, and give it up for producer Bron.
More.
Absolute superstar of the show. We lean on Bron so much.
Yeah.
And she gives it everything. She is just the absolute best.
I keep saying we need more Bron content, more BronCon, and we're just going to keep pumping it out for episode 101 and beyond.
That's actually why she got pregnant. We said we need something, Bron.
Exactly right.
We give need us something. Stories now.
Thank you to Sam Kavanagh, who helped get this whole thing organized and on board. He's a legend. Grant Tothill, Dave Cameron, and
listener as well. Thank you to listener. For giving us a home after you know, we left the nation's broadcaster and we're looking for a place.
It's he who shall remain unnamed.
And it was
honestly, it is really great, but it's not about us, because yes, we come and do a podcast here sometimes, but it can be a bit of fun. We can be sort of ourselves and a little bit wacky up on stage, but we also like to give back when we're doing it. And so what we really want to do now is shine a light on a big issue that's been happening to the world for a number
that
of
happened,
years now.
I mean, this really blew up about two years ago now. I mean, I want to take your minds back to 2020, 2021, when a new group of people were defined. And became
like, what were you
forefront.
Doing in 2020, Matt? You were in Sydney still,
Matt. I was in Sydney. I was recording the podcast from the little office across the street, and you know, and actually, to be completely fair, it was tough, because these guys were in lockdown. You know, Melbourne was in lockdown, and every day you'd come in and be like, what are we going to talk about? And it's like, nothing. We got nothing. I haven't left the house. So nothing is, there's nothing to talk about.
Yeah, the people can only take so much sourdough content. That's what we found.
Yeah, very much like the bread, it became quite full of gaps after a while.
It did, but there was also bad things happening in the world. And so that's why today we thought we'd bring attention, as we did a couple of years ago, to a real issue that hit the world after the pandemic. So if you all get your phones out and ready, because this is going to be a beautiful moment.
That microphone is losing its steam. We had a flaccid microphone.
Mike's a bit like Min after 3 minutes. Goodness. No. This one is going out to all those Karens out there who don't act like Karens. If you're a flight attendant and have had a difficult passenger, if you've ever filmed a woman freaking out at a janitor, you might have called her something that's now part of our vernacular. It has become synonymous with speaking to the manager, but not everyone whose parents gave them this title have grown up to become so extremely entitled. That's why not all Karens are Karens. No, not all Karens are Karens. Oh no. Some wear masks and actually have some compassion. Yeah. Not all Karens are Karens. Sure, the stereotype's often true, but there's always an exception. 'Cause not all Karens use their privilege as a weapon. And I know the term is now firmly in the zeitgeist, but not all Karens cut their hair with harsh blonde highlights. No, not all Karens are Karens. No, not all Karens are Karens. Oh no. Some Karens out there actually want the COVID curve to flatten, yeah. Not all Karens are Karens. There's been some rhymes for me, Manny Boy.
In case it ain't apparent, not every Karen's apparent. Asking to speak to managers faster than a McLaren. See, some Karens are fanging, smashing back a few flagons of good wines and some Marins with masks tight and some straps on tight, trappers with fabric, scribbled down and from Hanson. They look like the Sharon in Basic Instinct, the classic. Put your hands up for all of them Karens who ain't a Karen. Say goodbye to all the Karens whose sense of humor is barren, who lectures you about manners, who send the food back with passion, whose friends is probably embarrassed. This one's for good Karens, come on!
Not all Karens are Karens. Get your thumbs up!
Good Karens, bruh.
Not all Karens are Karens. Phone torches off, people, come on! Some Karens are Karens, but it's currently just a small fraction, yeah. Not all Karens are Karens.
Make some noise if you're called Karen.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Not too loud, though, because we'll call the manager.
Oh, no. Thank you so much for coming. We'll see you for our next episode on Monday. Catch you next time. Have a good night. We'll see you downstairs. See you downstairs for a drink. Catch you.
That's it. The all-day breakfast kitchen is closed. Got something to add to the show? Slide into our DMs at matt.and.alex.